on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, kind of focused on all things Good Friday and Easter. Listen, if you haven't been on the campus at Calvary Church today, this is the pregame. I always tell people that, hey, how's it going? I go, oh, it's busy. You know, I mean, Good Friday, Easter around here, it's like our Super Bowl. This and Christmas. Maybe Christmas is the all-star break, or it's not a break, but you know, anyway. Other things happening Good Friday and Easter. The Gospel of Mark presentation is being put on by Gregory Elder. This is free to attend, okay? I'm going to go right to the contact information before I give you the details, and I'll give it to you again in a moment. You want this email, itellyouthetruth@icloud.com. I tell you the truth at icloud.com. It's a free event to attend, but you do need reservations. And the first showing is tonight. It's tonight and tomorrow, 7 p.m. The Gospel of Mark, presented by Gregory Elder at the Peggy Ann Finley Arts Center, Black Box Theater at Bosque School in Albuquerque, real close to Montaño and Coors. But you'll experience the powerful portrayal of the Gospel of Mark as Gregory Elder actually brings each character to life while preserving the authenticity of God's word. He'll have piano accompaniment. It's going to be beautiful and free, but you do need a reservation. So there's limited space. Here's the email again. itellyouthetruth@icloud.com. On the Calvary website at calvarynm.church, if you head over to the events page, on the top of the page, it's connect and then events. You will see an event coming up it's a week from tonight, isn't it, Clay?
It's 1 week from tonight.
Get a little closer there, buddy.
It is, yes. We actually have our team meeting tonight and doing a walkthrough, making sure everything's legit and good and to support the people we have coming.
Calvary West Side, it's called The Gathering. Now, if you've been in Albuquerque any length of time, you've seen the billboards every year. And I think it's always in April. The Gathering of Nations powwow. I know years ago they had it in the pit and they moved it. I think it's at Tingley. But more importantly, just before that is the gathering on the west side. And this next Thursday night at 6 o'clock, Calvary West Side, by the way, if you don't know, it's Montaño and Coors. Clay, what do you kind of expect to see happen? And tell people about the ministry that this is connected with at Calvary Church. At Calvary Church, that others at other churches can be involved with as well.
Yeah, you know, so it's our indigenous outreach, and indigenous because it's not just for our local native communities. We are actually planning things all the way around the world. Indonesia, I just talked to some folks from other parts of the world. We're planning to go to Alaska. So we're reaching out to any group of people that are indigenous. And just so our listeners know, we have a team of Native Americans that are truly spearheading this. And
we had them on the show.
They're amazing.
And forgive me for interrupting. I want to draw people to that show. If you go to abqconnect.online, you can go and listen to somewhat the genesis of this ministry and hear the hearts of the people. These are brothers and sisters, man, you want to be hanging out with.
Yeah, and these people love the Lord, and that's what we want to do. We are not to remove the beautiful culture of the Native American or the indigenous people. What we want to do is introduce them to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And we're using our brothers and sisters that just happen to be indigenous or native folks, and they are creating a pathway. You know, what's really cool is about 30 years ago, we had Renard Favor, who is a chief with the Jicarí Apaches.
Right. Great fishing country.
Great fishing country, right? Who was actually on staff here at Calvary. He moved on to work with the Graham organization and has done things all around the world. And what he started, we're starting again. And we're doing it in such a way that it really branches out to the world. But he's coming in full headdress and is going to be our guest speaker at the gathering, going to be sharing the gospel and what it means to an indigenous people.
Hey, can I give a shout out to Chuck?
Oh, let's give a shout out to Chuck.
Yeah. Chuck Harper, who folks have heard on this broadcast with the Cross Nations, he's really, tell, you know, Fill me in more how he's been involved with this.
Well, you know what's amazing is that in the Four Corners area, he actually unites the churches there locally and is a great outreach to the Native community there.
If you want to find out more about the ministry, it's acrossnations.cc. Interrupted again. Go ahead, Clay.
But he also has a radio show that reaches out to that. We're inviting him down, and he's actually going to set up a little booth and a table, and I think we're going to do a live podcast, or not podcast, radio broadcast, if I understood that correctly from him. Yeah. Either way, he's going to be there, and he's reaching out to that entire part of the community. But we're counting on you, our listeners, to reach out to everybody else. Listen, you don't have to be Native to come. We want to make that first and foremost, but we want all of our Native brothers and sisters and those Native communities that don't know Jesus, we want to invite them because we're actually going to have an invitation to accept Jesus, and we're setting up a baptismal. We're getting T-shirts and shorts for those that did not expect to be baptized, and we're even ordering towels.
Well, you know, and I know the whole strategy here was placement near, because there's going to be a lot of Native Americans coming from all over the country to the Gathering of Nations.
The powwow.
The powwow.
So this is a way to invite Christian natives to come to a place where they actually get to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ and invite their friends to hear the gospel. And it's a time of celebration. So it's not going to be all super serious. We have our worship team that's going to play just amazing music, a great message from Renard. And then afterwards, we're actually having what we're calling them circles. And that's where men are going to go into one room, and we have Stan and Ed are going to give a message there. And then we have Lisa, Michelle giving a message in the other room. And we're just super excited to see what God is doing. God's on the move in the Native community, and we're just lucky to be a part of it.
All right. And actually, Clay, if someone's listening, is like, I had no idea that there was this new outreach to the indigenous population, not only here, and like you said, globally, and someone's interested in being a part of that, supporting it through prayer, supporting it financially, whatever, you know, getting hands and feet to work. How would they be?
They can either email me, clay.schroff@calvaryabq.org, or they can just call our front desk and they'll transfer you to me.
Okay. And that front desk number is area 505-344-0880. Let me give that again. 505-344-0880. And Clay's email again is Clay Schroff, S-C-H-R-O-F-F. So clay.schroff@calvaryabq.org. Clay, always appreciate your time and what you're doing. And I know our focus here was on the new Indigenous People Ministry. And you and your bride, both on staff now at Calvary Church, you guys are busy doing a lot.
The homeless outreach is exploding. We have elder care where we're going in and sharing the love of Jesus with folks at a lot of the elder care facilities.
Yeah.
And then we're continuing to work with CYFD.
Is it only the elder care facilities or retirement communities as well, where there's not necessarily care?
Yes. Let me tell you, though, we're starting with the city-run facilities because they are the most in need, the least visited, and the roughest to visit. And we're like, I had 30 high school and young adults with me 1 week ago, and we went and visited one just up the street, city run, and we planted flowers. We're getting a fountain working again, and we got to go through the facility, went room to room, and just prayed for everyone there. So we're doing a lot. We're teaming with the city on a lot of the homeless population and some of the projects that they have. Listen, if a listener wants to get involved, and you don't go here to Calvary, still reach out to us. We're teaming with anyone who's part of the body that loves Jesus and wants to share his love.
Okay, and let me give that contact again. Clay Schroff is clay.schroff@calvaryabq.org, or you can call 505-344-0880 and just ask for Clay. They'll or Michelle.
Either one of us.
They'll get you connected. Anything else, Clay? You need to...
No, we got so much going on, and I'm just really excited for the vision that Nate has for his team.
Yeah, we're going to hear from that guy here real soon.
That's so good. It's so good. We're dreaming big and running with God, and God's so far ahead of us, we're trying to catch up.
All right. Clay, I appreciate all you do, man.
I'll see you guys at the gathering.
And I'll see you in the morning. We're both giving blood early, right?
By the way, if do give blood. Right now, they're really short on blood. Yeah. I give every other month.
Yeah.
And
I said it in the last thing. I only did two last year, and on the air, I committed to four times this next year. I guess if you really time it out, you can get to six.
You can.
I'm going to work on just getting to four. Baby steps.
It's a way to save someone's life that you're not even aware you did.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Clay. We're going to catch up with Nate Heitzig. It's coming up on ABQ Connect.